the one that's 18.7% grade.
And that comes off of the Wolf Trail also?
It comes off of the main road Wolf Trail, yes.
Then it's already much above what we take in for road standards, right?
It exceeds it. And it could be corrected, but they'd have to do switchbacks to go back down to Timber Ridge or Timber Wolf, sorry. You can see a snowplow or a grader going right off in the timber on black ice.
And that's the reason we don't take them in that steep, right?
Correct. We're on Wolf Trail Drive, the main road. My recommendation is yes, to take it in down to the last home on the left and turn around at what we call a hammerhead.
I'm good with it.
You're probably more familiar with the Wolf Trail there.
My concern is you say we're going to do a hammerhead there, but does the petition take it all the way to where the roundabout's actually platted?
Do you recall that, Linda, in the petition?
But it's platted all the way to the end. Look up here, it's platted on past.
See how it's platted way on down.
You said way on down. About how many feet would that be? It doesn't.
Well, can you see right there on the map? Take the mouse. Right there is where the hammerhead is. And then on down around was where the road's actually platted for the cul-de-sac.
All the way down.
Oh, all the way down there?
Yeah.
It was not up to platted to, but I'm recommending just taking it in right here where we can turn around at that driveway.
So where it's platted there, that's not finished at all?
No.
And no one lives there?
No, not down in there.
No, there's a house.
I think it's
where...
all owned by that house by the W. Arrow.
It's all owned by the house that we're, the one else there?
The one right there by where the arrow's at.
See, that property there owns.
I can't see if it would make any sense for us to take in down to the...
Right. That's why I just want to make sure that the petition or whatever is not...
They know it's the hammerhead, is that what you said?
And our original discussion is on the other side of the list.
Can you come up here? He
said that's where the original, when they discussed it with the homeowners, that's where they said it was.
Okay, so it was never.
It's never been mentioned to go on that.
Thank you, Dad. On Wolf Trail, I'm okay with taking it to the...
To that point? Move to bring into the county road system the Wolf Trail Drive to the point discussed on the map where the hammerhead would be.
Yeah.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to deny Timberwolf Road and Gray Wolf Road.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next road is going to be Five Brothers. Currently, we take it, we maintain the road down to this point, and now the people are wanting to continue it on down and provide right-of-way for a turnaround, and they would remove all cattle guards if taken in, and that would also be contingent on them plating the road public and providing a survey.
Was that not all explained before, and have they done any of that?
They haven't done anything yet, no. But I can get with them again and explain to them that if it's approved, that there won't be anything done until they meet all the contingents.
And you've got, there's four homes there?
Yeah, four on this portion of the road.
It'd be 0.45 mile.
Yeah. Not quite a half a mile, but the school bus does go down Five Brothers.
School bus goes down that road? And you said cattle guards. I think I saw one in the beginning. Is there more than one? But I know you said they'd remove them, but.
I think that was three. Yeah. One coming up is what I was going to say. Yeah, one right there.
There's one. They would remove them themselves. Correct. Themselves. And all the homeowners have agreed to plat it public?
That's my understanding, yes. Coming up would be where the turnaround would be, the area would be given for it. And I would just do a hammerhead right there. Would be good enough.
I can't hear you, Ben.
I would do a hammerhead right there instead of a...
Can I sit on beacon?
Around.
They petitioned the same time as these others as it was done in, was that done in 19 also, or?
Yes.
I know they had the death, but have they came back?
Have they came back and talked about it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've had numerous conversation with, two of the landowners anyway.
Okay. Would they have any type of a time frame to do that, or?
Typically, we don't. I mean,
they just come back and prove to you they've done it.
Yeah, they bring the documents showing that they've done it.
Region, what area?
And that, yes, and then if it's approved contingent upon, we just automatically take it from there once they approve all the documents.
Are they going to subdivide that out and start developing and building houses, or just provide a road to their personal farms?
Just provide a road on down to the last home. The guy,
down here is pushing forward to at least give it that.
I know we have roads that we have done that when I came in 17. Do we do it now?
Well, I mean, currently, the road going in to where we maintain, to my knowledge, doesn't even have a home.
Okay.
To the point where we maintain.
And was that done because that was a public, platted public, and the other wasn't yet?
Probably. And I'm not sure when Five Brothers originally was took in.
If the other commissioners don't mind, I'd like to move on and maybe come back to this.
Okay. Autumn Lane. Kathy, if you can pull it up.
Which one are we on?
Autumn.
Autumn?
Yeah. That's off of Emery Creek Bed and Breakfast Road, off of the Howard Road. They're off of Tiff Highway Interchange.
All on that east side.
What interchange did you say, Devin?
Right there at F Highway and 65.
Okay.
That Howard Road. Currently, we take care of Emery Creek Bed and Breakfast up beyond that point, actually, and that's a road that comes off of Emery Creek Bed and Breakfast.
There are about six houses in there?
Mm-hmm.
As you first came down that hill, there was a driveway, and there's a couple back up in
there. I said, remember, there's like three or four on the right, and two on the left, and four on the end.
There's six.
There's a couple you can't see when you first come in.
And they're all willing to give the easement and do the survey.
Yes, I've had several meetings with these people. They've all signed and indicate they will. They were reluctant to a couple of doctors on homes on the hill above. And as you went in there, they were reluctant to until they knew the county might take it in, but